We have to.
We can't.
He's just going to keep bugging us until he does.
But you know how he gets.
Exactly. I know how he gets. That's why we have to let him do it.
Fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, William Lamb is going rogue. Let's go.
My name is William Lamb, and today I want to talk to you about something pretty obvious. Actually, it may not be as obvious as you think it is. Each semester at Lee University, when I teach students, I remind them of a couple of very important principles that need to be developed in their own life. Number one, look for the not so obvious. Number two, listen for what people cannot tell you. We'll deal with the second one another day on a William Going Rogue episode, but today I want to talk to you about this idea of looking for the not so obvious. When you train your eyes, your spiritual eyes as well as your physical eyes, to be able to look around you and see what other people might not be able to see, it usually reveals to you opportunities of need and places in which you can might make an impact in somebody else's life. For example, as I was walking back to my office after lunch, I noticed the ATV that was sitting next to the sidewalk. Didn't pay any attention to it. This happens on a regular basis. Walked on in the office, stood next to the counter, and was talking to some of the student workers and one of our staff members. I looked outside the window, and as I looked outside the window, the ATV caught my eye. Not the ATV, but what caught my eye was what was tied beneath the ATV. It was a little kid's shoe, probably like a little infant-style shoe. It was an old tennis shoe that probably had been there for some time because what used to be a white tennis shoe was now very dingy and dirty. It was obviously tied with a string hanging down, not so low that it would hit the asphalt, but low enough to kind of just ride there. Now, I have no idea why that person put that there. I didn't go inquire about it. I actually walked outside to see if it was literally there and if it was true, and that I wasn't just seeing something with my eyes. Well, I came back in and asked the people I was talking to. I said, hey, look out there at that ATV, and, you know, what do you see? Usually each semester I bring my students to places in their journey where we ask that very question. What do you see? What's obvious to you? What's visible? What are the things that you actually know? And then we talk to them about being able to look beyond those moments to identify the things that aren't so obvious. For example, what about that student that's down the hall from you in the dorm that maybe, you know, is eating lunch by themselves on a regular basis because they don't have anybody to eat lunch with? Maybe they don't have resources that you have, and so you could share some of your resources to help make life work better for them. What about the people at the checkout line? Now, let's be real, guys. Sometimes there are people that frustrate us. I get frustrated on a semi-regular basis. I guess I would define semi-regular as maybe every once in a while instead of every hour. People sometimes frustrate me, and I got to admit, maybe I've done the same for other people at times. But what I've also started to do is I've started to try to figure out what's happening in that person's life that I might not be able to naturally see with my eyes. What's happening in their family, in their work, in their situations, in their circumstances that isn't so obvious for me to be able to see? And I've learned over the years that a lot of times it just takes a willingness to pause, to be intentional, and to stop. You see, there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about when Jesus would see the crowds, when the crowds would kind of get around him and expecting him to be able to teach them and share good news with them. Every time he saw the crowd, every time he looked in the crowd, Scripture says he was moved with compassion. Now, that moved with compassion, that's more than empathy. That's more than just, oh, I'm feeling sorry for their situation or their circumstance. Moved with compassion actually negates a response, or requires a response, should I say. A response that Jesus did when he fed thousands of people with five loaves and two fish. Now, the multiplication factor of Jesus and the kingdom of God, we can't do that because we're not supernatural. But we can be carriers of the baskets, and we can be people willing to hand out the loaves and the fishes. So, next time you're going about your life, open your eyes, look around you, look for the not so obvious, because it's in those junctions of life that you typically will have a chance to make an impact that could be long-lasting for those around you. Thank you for joining us today on Servcast, and as always, remember, you're made for more. Have a great day.
You've been listening to William Lamb Goes Rogue, a ServCast production. The thoughts and opinions on William Lamb Goes Rogue are those of William alone. Really, they're absolutely only his opinions because we've let him do his own thing. Thank you for listening.